Good show. Everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing? Well, welcome to the show. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. And the newsletter just went out last week, and also the December horoscopes are up as well. That's on the website on Blog News. I'll just say this right quick. The horoscopes, the theme was endings. It's the end of the year, and we're starting a new decade. So, anyway, you got to check that out. If you have any messages for us, send them to us at the website or on our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 so you can get in the queue. Thank you and enjoy the show. Let me bring in my co-host and station manager, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far. Just a reminder, the full moon is on Thursday. So far, people are having problems. There are lots of tears, lots of problems, lots of anxiety. So this full moon is, piling on top of everybody because Christmas is coming and blah, 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 blah. Please slow down, people. Remember, it's just a day. And it should be a day of many blessings, not of many presents. Gifts are one thing, but they go away. Your love and your blessings won't. So please try and remember that. Birthdays. I have a few this week, believe it or not. Tomorrow is my great niece's first birthday. Happy birthday, Gracie. Auntie and uncle love you very, very much. Yeah, I hope to see her soon. I haven't met her yet. She's almost a year as well. She'll be a year old tomorrow. So hopefully her mama can bring her to see Auntie and Uncle soon. Thursday, our friend Little Jim, and we call him Little Jim because my hubby's name is Jim, and he's much taller. So anyways, LJ, happy 65th birthday on Thursday. I hope you have a wonderful day. I know your kids are taking you out for dinner. We were supposed to have a party, but you were such a poohead that now we're not having a party. So, oh well. That's okay. Happy 65th, Little Jim. And on Saturday is Aiden's birthday. Now, Aiden, I used to look after. I looked after him from the age of a few months old until he was 7, I believe. I believe he's now going to be turning 12. So happy birthday, Aiden. I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful day on Saturday. And hopefully we will see you, your brother Chase, and your mom and dad soon. And that's it for me.
Okay, I don't have any birthdays. Mine's were last week, which I forgot. So let me say happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Shirley, to my friend, Dan Capuano, and who else? Somebody else I'm missing. It's three birthdays were last week, Shirley, Dan. Oh, Bernard. And happy birthday to Bernard. Oh, my God. I know it was three. I got out to wish him happy birthday, and I just forgot to do it on the air, so... Anyway, the prayer is our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Okay, I guess we are ready to begin. I don't know, for some reason, Nina just dropped off. Maybe it's just in her area or something. I don't know. But anyway, she'll be back in. But we will begin the show. I want to welcome in 920-480-914-845-856-330-301. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings. We're glad that you're here. Okay, let's begin. So our first one is area code 920. You're on the air with Linus. Miss Nina will come back in, I'm sure. But anyway, go ahead. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Penny. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Penny, P-E-N-N-Y.
T-E-N-N-Y.
Just like the money.
Tiny? Penny.
Penny. Yep, Penny.
Oh, Penny. Oh, I kept doing a T. That's why I asked. Okay, Penny. Well, Penny, welcome to the show, young lady. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Good, good, good. Well, what can I answer for you today?
I'm wondering what you see coming for me. I'm looking for a long-term committed relationship, and I'm seeing what you feel is coming for me as far as that goes.
Okay, so you're not involved with anybody at this time or just recently broke up,
correct? Correct. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, let's see what's coming for Penny. The first word that came across when I'm thinking about you in the future was entitlement. I think it's time in your life for you to have love. It's time. And you deserve it.
I agree.
So it's time for the right man to come along. No, it is. I saw the entitlement, so you deserve it. You know. Let's see who's coming. Oh, okay. They're showing me a guy right now. He's got curly hair, like baby curly hair, short. I'm getting a business, but I get toys. Let me write this down because I forget. Toys. He's a distributor. Oh, okay. So what he does for a living, he distributes different toys through to retail. That must be fun. Huh. Okay. Let me see. How far? A week to 2 weeks out, you'll meet this guy.
Whoa.
Either in a week or 2 weeks. Yeah, and it's going to be at a celebration, Penny. I see it that, you know, like something intimate. Maybe you and your friend, you know, your friends or maybe a cousin you're close to in the family. And when I mean intimate, like maybe 8-10 people tops, okay? And you go to the celebration, and that's where you meet this guy. That's where you meet him. He doesn't tell many people that he's in toy distribution. I don't know why. I think it's fun, but I don't know. It pays well, believe it or not. It pays quite well. So anyway, that's how you're going to meet him. It will be at an intimate gathering, and you'll be introduced.
Yeah.
He seems to be a nice guy. I'm not picking up any fallacies on him right now. So he seems to be nice. I know he's intelligent because they're telling me he's got a brilliant mind on him. And he's spiritual. Now, they're not telling me he's spiritual like he's some religious fanatic or nothing, but he's spiritual as far as believing that, you know, if you pray or, you know, like Nina said, the moon is coming in, be careful, that kind of spiritual awareness.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind.
Do you see this being long-lasting?
He could be an Aquarius, yes, or Cancer. Okay. That's what they were showing me right now. He's in Aquarius. Cancer is nurturing, you know that. And Aquarius is of the world, right? They're the water bearer, so they're bringing information to the world. So it's one of those two. That's what I'm picking up. Nina's back. Let me ask her if she was on this. Nina, what did you pick up from Miss Penny? And I guess she's not. Okay. Well, anyway, anyway, that's what I got, Penny. So in a week or two, so if you get invited to an intimate gathering, please go, whether it's your friends or, like I said, a cousin, somebody you're close to in the family. But please go because that man's going to be there. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And just enjoy it. Like I said, he's a nice guy. I'm not picking up anything bad on him. So when you meet him, go on a date. Enjoy the fella. Okay, and he is handsome. He is handsome.
Oh.
He's not a pretty boy, but he's a handsome gentleman. Okay.
We all like the handsome gentlemen.
All right. Okay, so that's it, Penny. Have a wonderful week, young lady, and let me know what comes about in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, our next caller is area code 480. You're on the air with Linus. And Linus, go ahead. Hello.
Hi, my name. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Keisha from Arizona, and I was wondering, do you see me finding a job soon?
Okay, and I'm sorry, would you say your name once again?
Keisha.
Keisha, okay, I got you now. All right. And you know, I'm moving to Arizona next year. I thought I'd be down there by this year, but so well. Next year, you told me.
In Sedona.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
looking so forward to that. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get out of this high
ass
state.
I haven't been there yet. Yeah. A lot of people do the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome back. We've got Miss Keisha on the phone, and she's one of my Arizona people, and she'd like to know, do you see any jobs coming up? She's looking for something permanent.
No, not in the field you want.
I get temporary. I got a temporary position, but I see temporary 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I see the word temporary and then the number 6 and weeks behind it. So it will take her through the holidays in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but I don't see anything in the field that you want. I see something in other fields, but not in the field that you're originally looking for. So try and expand in your search a little bit, and something will come through for you, but not in the field that you are now looking in.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
all they're telling me, but you will, if you look outside your realm, you will find something fairly quickly.
All right. Well, there you go. Congratulations.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Thanks
you
for calling, Keisha, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
No problem.
Okay, next call is area code 914. You're on the air with Linus and Ms. Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Katie. How are you, ladies?
Well, good, Katie.
Hi,
how are you? Hey,
Katie. Yeah.
Go ahead. You said this is T?
No,
Katie.
Oh, okay. Well, Katie, welcome to the show. Sorry for that. What can me and Miss Nina answer for you today, young lady?
Hi, yes. I'm working with a gentleman. His name begins with the letter N. And I was wondering if you see the project going well, if it'll be successful, prosperous, anything like that. You
is his name Nolan?
Around it. No, Neil, actually.
Okay. I got that. The project is going to be successful. They're telling me no.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the end of the month, the last week of December, but right now I got no. Hmm.
Wow.
Nina, what are you picking up?
It's got something to do with him. If there was somebody else, if there was somebody else besides him, it would be a go, but it's got something to do with him. It's
just
not
like
you.
Issues. He has. Okay. Yeah, he's a little bit stubborn. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it's not a go. It would definitely be a go if you had somebody else with you. But because it's him, people don't really like to work with him.
Wow. I had been thinking that. Wow. Wow. Okay, maybe I'll...
You have the information now. You have the information now. Use it to your best advantage.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
You sound so sad and down. Have you already put money into this project? No, I'm curious. Had you put money into this project already?
Some money, lots of time, like 3 months.
Well,
yeah.
Can you get somebody else involved, or is that a no-go?
I mean, I could try. I don't know. Would you see me finding somebody soon? So I don't have to backpedal so much, I guess.
I see a lady helping you. There's some woman, she's older, but I see her helping you. And it's twisting. I see the woman helping you, but it's twisting, but it's on this guy. It's not on you. It's almost like we can do this and go around him and get it done. We don't need him. We can go around him.
Wow.
She's got influence. Whoever this older woman is, she has influence. So if you know who this is, get with her because she'll make it happen.
It's not nobody's coming to mind at the moment, but I'll definitely meditate on that.
Okay.
Older woman.
Yeah.
Katie, is there any way that you can do this project without him?
If I change it up a bit, because he did put some ideas into it, so I don't want to take that.
Yeah.
But if I switch it up and make it more of just mine, yes.
Okay. Is it possible to do that within the required time that you need to put this project in?
Oh, technically, we were supposed to start by the end of this week.
Oh, God. Okay, you know what? If the project is yours already, you know what the problem is, that people don't like to work with him. So you make sure you are the one heading up and that you do most of the talking, because I think that's the problem. His mouth gets in the way. I'm not saying he isn't good at what he does, because to me, the angels are telling me he is good at what he does. It's just that his mouth gets in the way.
That's totally, I could totally vouch for that, yes. It's like you know him, yes, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's what the angels have told me. So knowing that, going forward, make sure that you are the one talking with the clients, doing whatever you need to do. Make sure you do the majority of it, because if he does, you're going to have more problems than what it's worth.
Wow.
But honestly, I do see that he is brilliant at what he does.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes, you're right. Yes.
So there you go. There's the problems. You know what they are. Try and work around them and save this project.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Wow.
Well, God bless you and Merry Christmas, and things will work out. You just got to work around them.
Yeah. Thank you. God bless you both and Merry Christmas to you both. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas to you too, darling. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Mina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And also for anybody if they want to know, the chat room is open, okay? Oh, hi, Holly. How are you? Holly's in the chat room, so we've got another psychic on duty with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Am I right, Nina? That is Holly, right?
Yeah, that is Holly. Lannis, you're coming in really muffled.
Oh. Okay, is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's much better. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we have Holly in the chat room, everybody. If you don't want to be on the air, you can go in the chat room, and Nina and Holly will also answer your questions in there. Okay, next call is area code 845. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
You're on the air. Who's it?
Yes, how are you? My name is Maria. I call it from New York.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
She recognized me, huh? How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Finding you.
Yes.
What are you up to this evening, young lady?
You better tell me good. I love it, talking to you guys. Listen, still the letter that Melissa did not send the money to my daughter.
Oh, dear.
And now the same folks in me say they was sending the contract and the money. You think it's going to be true this time?
No.
Huh?
No, it's not. No, you're going to have to get a lawyer.
Why? Why they're not sent?
I don't know why they're not sending. That's why I say you need to get a lawyer. And then the lawyer will force the issue, and then you will get the money. It's going to take a long time.
Oh, I see. No, because she was to say, I promise you, they sent the contract, you know, 10% of discount, the 10% they was sent. But I still have not seen nothing. So that's why I was calling.
Yeah, no, I can understand, and I can understand how upset your daughter must be, and you as well, for her.
Right.
Yeah, but please tell your daughter to get a hold of a lawyer, because this has gone on long enough. You've been waiting for a long time, Maria. You asked us about this a while ago, and when you asked us the first time, it felt like they were actually going to be sending the money. But, yeah, now, no, I don't see it. And she does have a contract with them. So they should be honoring that contract. So please get a lawyer. I don't know how expensive lawyers are or if the amount that she requires from this contract is enough to even cover the lawyer. But there's got to be something you can do. I'm really sorry this has happened. Unfortunately, it's happening more and more. There's a lot of dishonest people in this world that take advantage of others. And it's sad.
Man.
I will pray for her. And that's what I'm getting. Lennis, are you picking up anything else?
Nope, I'm agreeing with you. Go right ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, see nothing good going on in me just this?
Well, no, that's all you asked me about was whether she was going to get any money. And no, she's not. The advice from myself and the lawyers, from the angels, is to get a lawyer. And please tell her from now on to get half of the payment up front at least.
Yes.
Because this can't go on.
I know. All right. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank
you're welcome. Maria. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. I'll let you know.
Okay,
we are
thank you, Maria.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
What's your
okay, thank
on?
You.
Okay, take care.
Thank
bye
you,
bye.
Maria.
Bye.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I was coughing. I had to drink some water. Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria.
You're drinking some water. So who's this? I'm sorry.
Rose Maria.
Well, hi, Rose Maria. We haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing, young lady?
Doing good. A lot better. A lot
okay.
better.
Okay. Well, what can we help you with today?
I got the job thing situated and just about a relationship for the holidays. Long-term.
What's the most important to you?
Long-term relationship right now. Got the job thing going on, so.
Okay. I don't know about a long-term relationship, but they're showing me a guy that says hi and bye. He's definitely temporary status. It's not somebody you want to continue to date or be with. I don't know. It's just like hi and bye. It's
Yeah, he's somebody that you meet at a Christmas party. That's what it is. Both of you show a little bit of interest, but that's all it amounts to. You have a conversation, a lengthy conversation at this party, but that's about it. A long-term relationship before the holidays, I see nothing. There is somebody coming after the new year, but I do not see anybody coming before the holidays. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is somebody coming. I see him. Now, I'm going to say March 2nd. That's what the angels are telling me. March 2nd, you're going to meet somebody, a very nice person, somebody that you're going to share a lot of interest together. This could be the person that you're looking for.
Cool.
So March 2nd is when you will meet him. Be aware of that date. And just remember to keep your eyes and your ears open and your heart. And since we will no longer be doing the radio show after this month, please let us know on our Facebook page how this works out. Okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Well, she's gone. Want to welcome in Bonita Carter, Yvette Collins, of course, Holly and Maxie to the chat room. Thank you so much. Okay. Next caller is area code 330. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Kim. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have been flirting with this gentleman, and I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. I wondered if he was coming back. Is he going to be a relationship or not?
Okay, what's his first name? That's all we need.
Mark. No, Mike.
I'm
sorry, Mike.
Mike.
You don't even know know his name, girlfriend. What the heck's going on here?
No, it's fine. It just flashed.
Hit and miss.
Oh, my God.
he didn't leave that much of something for you to think about. If you couldn't think of his name, he already on the out.
I call him Blue Eyes. He's got these amazing blue eyes, so I've never, talked to him by name yet,
Okay, have you been flirting with him online or in person?
No, in person.
Okay. Just through work?
He is a customer, but last time I saw him was at the gym. And we had a little conversation there, too.
And you haven't seen him at the gym for a couple weeks?
Right.
Oh, he's a dropout. Yay. I'm teasing. I think he's out of town. Yeah, I think he's out of town. That's why you haven't seen him.
Okay. Is he coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back. Is he shy somewhat?
I think he's focused on work a lot.
Okay, that's what I'm, okay. Now his name's Mike, not Mark, right?
It's Mike, yeah.
Totally. Okay. Lennox,
okay.
What do you get? Well,
flaky as hell, but anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry. I got that he's a big flake. So,
yeah,
in fact,
okay.
It's like he got with you whatever that he needed to do with you, and he moved on. You know, that's what I picked up. He's just flaky. He's not somebody that's sustaining. So it's up to you, but no. For me,
okay.
No. Nina, she said, he's out of town, you know, be back in a couple of weeks, okay.
Yeah, he's not stable, that's for sure. He seems to be, you know, like Lena says, a flake. Here one day, gone the next. Can't even keep up the commitment with the gym. If he can't keep up that commitment, how can he commit to a relationship? I don't know. He would be fun.
Okay.
Like to go on a date with, but for anything serious, he's not your guy.
No. Total agreement.
Okay. So keep
all
looking,
right.
I guess.
Yeah, keep looking. You'll find somebody.
It's the holidays. Let Santa know what you're looking for. I'm just teasing
yep,
you
thank
right
you.
Now. You're welcome. And have a wonderful week. And thanks for calling, Kim. We appreciate it. All right, next caller. I'm trying to fill this board. 301, you're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina.
Hello, Lennox and Miss Nina. This is Diamond. It's been probably over a year since I've called in. How are you guys?
Doing fine. And who is this? I'm sorry.
Diamond? Yes.
Oh, Diamond. Okay. Ooh, what a pretty name. Okay. So how are you doing today, Miss Diamond?
I'm doing well. And I'm calling about a gentleman. His name is Howard. He's been on my mind a lot lately, and I just want to get the record straight. Is this some imaginary thing I'm going through, or is this something real?
Well, he's on your mind because he's thinking about you too, Diamond. You've been crossing his mind, so you're feeling the energy from him.
Okay.
He wants to look you up. He wants to find out what you're doing, what's going on. Is he interested in a relationship? I don't know, but he is interested in, you know, how are you doing or what's going on. So that's why you're feeling his energy. It's questionable, you know. What's going on? What's happening with your life? That type of way, like as a friend you haven't seen in a long time. And he's thinking about you, you know, and the name crossed your mind. So, which if there's a relationship, be up to you. But you two will run into each other, and it will be a fluke, but you're going to run into each other.
Okay. Can you tell me more about that, like how we might run into each other or meet? Because I haven't met him in person.
What?
Just passing at a distance.
What?
Yes.
Oh. How do you connect then?
Well, we don't connect. It's just someone I know of, but we have never officially met. So I don't know that he can't possibly know me specifically.
Okay.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? Step up. This is 2019, honey. You don't have to wait for a man. You can step up and talk to a man now. You're laughing. Look, old school is out the door. It's 2019. Us women, women are a force to be dealt with nowadays. So, yeah. You're not telling him, hey, Howard, how are you doing? Let's fuck. You're not saying that. You just, well, how are you? You know, I've noticed you. And, you know, can we have a conversation?
Miss Lennox,
Shame on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Potty mouth. I apologize. Y'all know I shoot from the hip. Nina's the one that's real nice, okay? I tell it just like it is, but anyway.
It's a good duo. So, were you saying something, Nina? Go ahead.
Yeah, honestly, I am thinking that you have to step up to the plate, otherwise, because he doesn't know who you are. Do any of your friends know him?
Yes.
Okay, well, get them to introduce you to him and see what happens from there. Either the sparks are going to fly or, hey, what have you wasted? No time at all. So, yeah, get somebody you know to introduce you to him and see if there's a little bit or a whole lot of sparks there. And if there is, well, ask him out for coffee or something.
Okay.
You know, life is too short to sit back and not do anything, especially if you have an interest in somebody. Please go forward with it. Because what's the worst that can happen? They say no. Hey, but what happens if they say yes? And I'm speaking to all of you about this. If they say yes, oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, how many relationships have not happened because we were too chicken to say, hey, would you like to go out for coffee? Would you like to go out for a drink? Now, how easy is that? Not very many words. And the worst that can happen is no. And the best that can happen is a long-term relationship. Like, I said yes. And I've been married now for 45 years. Come on, people. That's all it takes.
Okay. So I was just hoping for some guidance, and you guys helped me with that. So you think I should ask introduction?
Get somebody to introduce you. Sit and chat for a bit with him. Ask him for coffee.
And what do you see as the potential? I guess I'm not scared.
That's a second question, hon. You're going to have to phone back because the queue is full. So we need to get to everybody with their question. So call back, and if we have time, we'll definitely answer that second question. Okay?
Fair enough. Okay, you ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Okay, by the way, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Birthday to Sagittarius people and Capricorn folks is coming up too. Wanted to put that out there. Okay, area code 631. There we go. Area code 631, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Good evening, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you? You ladies are well. I've been here, I'm listening all night.
I tell you, between night and day, huh?
Yeah.
I get tickled up. But what can we help you with today, young lady?
To see what your opinion is about what you think about how the next, I don't know, the near future as far as my career, as far as me doing my own thing, as far as me not working for someone else anymore.
Hey, okay, what do you want to do for yourself? No, that's good. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm just going with, like, I got some tarot cards, and I've been working with them, and as far as me just doing my own thing, as far as, I don't even know what to call it, just, you know, talking to people, that's just like, you know, therapy, but of course I'm not a therapist. I can't take on, you know, that title. You know, I actually, you know, just took a break from school just because it was so much, and I just felt that it was a little
Nicole?
Bit stifling. Yes.
Lannis and I have been doing this for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
As far as making a living at it, you have to establish yourself, and we have been established, and it's still really hard to make a living at it. So all I can say is hang on to your day job.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you can, and hopefully things will fall into place for you. But don't
Don't quit your job.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
You know, Lennis
the girl will
do...
just be bonus for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lennis
well, not even
doing...
necessarily with tarot, but like I said, I don't know what to, like, maybe like a counselor is, you know, what I would be a title. But, mm-hmm.
You need credentials to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can
not,
do...
I'm sorry, not a counselor. I mean a coach, because right now I'm a health coach and I work, you know, for this company.
Okay.
But as far as, you know, what I do, you know, I've been in the mental health field, like, literally, like, my whole career. Like, I do this, and it's just, like, I feel so stifled working for someone else when it's, you know, when you, I just feel like you, if it's what you do, it's like, this is what I do. So, you know, as far as me branching out, you know, I just, you know, sometimes you just feel like, you know, taking the chance to do that. So, you know, with the tarot, that's just something that, you know, that I help
okay.
to, it's like a tool almost.
Okay. Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now is not the time to branch out on your own. Hang on to your day job.
Mm-hmm.
Build up your clientele. Let your name get out there, and
mm-hmm.
I would say probably in they're telling me September, so that's nearly.
Oh, that's
a
not
year.
Even that's not even like yeah that's wow that's my birthday that's my next birthday.
That's
the,
my
and
birthday.
My
month.
Birthday's. Oh wow.
That's my
yep.
my birthday month as well. Yeah,
wow.
September
mm-hmm.
Is what they're telling me. Lennis, are you picking
okay.
up anything else?
No, ma'am. I agree with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So there you go, Nicole.
Thank you.
Stay where you're at. Stay where you're at. Work hard. Build
mm-hmm.
up the clientele.
I
get
will.
Your name
I
out
will.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, September. But, you know, sit back and really feel things.
Yeah.
Before you jump at that, even if you
mm-hmm.
stay at your job part-time
mm-hmm.
and then you try and build up your own clientele in your own business for the other part-time and see what happens from there. This day and age is really, really, really hard to branch out on your own because of lack of money, basically, for advertising and everything else. So
mm-hmm.
really think on this.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless
Thank
you.
You
and have a merry
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. All right, our next call is area code 704. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Bonita. How are you?
Fine.
Can you hear me? It's Bonita.
Bonita. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Bonita.
Hello.
What can we ask you?
Well, I'm looking for a new long-term healthy relationship. I just ended one. It was not healthy.
It was nice.
Yeah. I can still feel the energy from him.
Ooh,
I
yeah.
Happened to, how
My
long?
Heart is hurting
yeah,
right now. Damn.
Yeah.
Oof.
Mm. Yeah. He lied to me. We went together for a long time, years, and I just found out he was married. And,
oh,
my
God.
I couldn't
in heaven.
Do that.
I'm so sorry. I'm
I
so
know,
sorry.
I was so sad.
That's why my heart's hurting. Yeah, because it hit you like a earthquake. Your whole body just shook when you heard the news.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. My heart is hurting right now for you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know what? Rather than to jump back in, because you're vulnerable right now, you're getting out of a relationship. Enjoy you, okay? Take this time for the rest of the month. Enjoy you, whatever that makes you happy, whether it's like being with friends, going to coffee or dinner or a concert. But just enjoy you. Love you right now. That's what I want you to do. Love you for the rest of, with the holidays coming up, have fun.
Okay.
Have all the fun in life you can.
Yeah.
I know it sounds
yeah.
easy. It's not when your heart's broken. It's kind of hard, but I want you to love you. You've loved him,
and you know the truth. So I want you to turn around and love you. What makes you happy? Right? And God will provide. The man will come. But self-preservation is number one, so that's what I'm telling you. Love you, fuck him. Excuse me, FCC. Love yourself.
Dennis, you're not allowed another one of those tonight. Who's the
yes,
woman?
Yes, ma'am.
I say a lot worse than that.
Hey,
I know, but we're on the air. We can just find
oh, yeah,
shit
that's
like
right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
But anyway, all right, girl. Let us know, you know, how you're doing. Call us back because our last show is the 30th of this month. So call us back and let us know how you're doing. But just take time out to love you and make you happy, okay?
Okay, I will. I just told him not to call me anymore. So, okay.
No. Mm-mm. Tell him you got toys. You don't have to call. I made you laugh. Go have a good evening. I'm just a nut. Go have a good evening. A good evening, and thank you for calling, love.
Okay.
I am such a nut. Okay, area code 956. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lena. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. My question is, what do you see in the next? I know the year is already over. What can you tell me as far as like January, December? Do you see any changes coming up in my love life or in my employment, financial?
Okay. Pick one of them.
You have to pick one.
I'll take love because I've been single for a while.
Okay. I don't know why, but they're showing me right now like something is stuck in your throat. I don't understand that. Maybe you're not saying something you should be saying. Would it be?
Yeah.
But I feel like something is stuck in my esophagus.
Yeah.
So
you know
I'm going to take that as... Go ahead.
You know what I got? I got half a blank slate and the other half white. Now... Yeah, it that's funny. You've got something stuck in your throat, and I've got half a blank slate and half white. So, yeah, there's something going on, girlfriend, that you haven't dealt with.
Yep.
You need, Tony, you need to deal. There's something there. I'm not sure. I'm not picking up what it is. I think that's the black part, but the white part is telling me that there's something that you need to deal with. And once you've dealt with whatever it is, then things will change for you.
Let go and let God.
I'm trying to think of what.
I don't know. There's something there. There's something that is stopping a relationship from happening.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's what I saw, too, was blocks. So, yeah, there's something. Tony, let go and let God. I realize that's not an easy thing to do. We can say that every day because we all are broken in one way or the other. But we heal from our brokenness, you know. So that's what I agree 200% with Nina. You got to let it. That means you got to stand in your bedroom and curse until the daylight come up or cry for the next few days. Let it go. Get it off of you because it's blocking your existence. It's blocking your energy and your vibration, what is to come to you.
I'm
you know, it's like you
got to
deal with something. If you don't want to deal with it, you got to deal with it now because it's blocking you from other things.
I was like, I'm trying to think of what.
Do you have children?
I do.
Okay. That's what it is.
My children?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like they're stopping me from?
Yeah, there's something there that's what's stopping. Yeah, that's what's blocking you. It's something to do with the kids.
I don't know what it is, but you need to sit down and talk to your children.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely it's definitely the kids. I picked that up and then I didn't want to say it. But I'm going to say it now because I'm going to be bold, just like Glennis is, and
mm-hmm.
tell you that it's got something to do with the children. You need to sit and talk to them and find out what their objections are to you dating.
Mm.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. There,
they may not want to share, mommy.
Yes. Yes, that's what it is. There's some
Addicts
that I've been single for a while. And, I mean, I do not bring men around my children.
Yeah.
I would
good
say that I've only bought one.
I can understand that. But you need to be honest with your kids and tell them that mommy needs some adult time. And I can understand you not bringing the gentleman around to the children until, well, definitely until they can prove that they're worthy of that. Because let's face it, your children are gold. But you need to talk to your kids about you getting out and having adult time. And them not to be worried about it, that mom is still going to come home after she does this. She's still going to be their mom.
I have a teenager. She's pretty good about she gives me a curfew, which is midnight, which is okay, decent. That's a decent time to come home, you know, midnight.
Yeah.
And even if I don't come home, I see her calling me like, where are you? It's already 12.
Yeah, I know, there's still blocks there. You need to sit down and talk to her. I'm sorry, but that's where it's coming from. Now, once you establish... And she established the fact that mom isn't going anywhere, that mom is still going to be mom no matter what. I think that will help a whole lot. But that's definitely where your block is.
With my children. Or maybe I'm myself blocking myself because I'm very protective of my children. Extremely protective.
Well, you should be. That's a good quality.
I am above and beyond with my children. I really am because nowadays you can't trust anyone. And it's myself sometimes. I'm all like, oh, and I always talk to them, is everything okay? Is everything going on? Is there something you want to talk about? You know?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I mean, keep up the good work and keep up loving your kids and letting them know that you will always be there for them no matter what. And then things will open up for you. But, you've got to establish that because your kids are being overly protective with you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll meet somebody coming up soon.
Yeah. Just remove that one last block. All right, hon, we've got to get on. We still have a full queue and only 7 minutes to get to everybody.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful week. Okay. Next call. Area code 347. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. This is Tazina. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Tazina with a T. Tazina.
Tazina.
Yes. My question is, I've been single for a while, about 2 years, and do you see someone in the future for me?
No, the angels are bouncing up and down and telling me that you need to get out.
Oh,
You can't meet anybody sitting at home.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I was just meeting someone recently, but he didn't want to commit, so I kind of cut it off. But do you see him coming back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
No, he's got a commitment issue. He won't be back. But they're still bouncing up and down and telling me you need to get out, and that they're really bouncing up and down. So get out of your house, get involved in your community. In your church, whatever it is that you get involved in, go out dancing with your friends, whatever, and you'll meet somebody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Area code 229, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing a little better. How are you all doing tonight?
Good. What's up, Melvin?
Just want to know, I went to the doctor today, and at the VA, I'm a veteran, and I opened up to my doctor because I don't like his attitude, and I don't like some of the things that he say, and I don't like some of the things that he won't provide for me.
Melvin, if you don't like all these things about him, get another doctor.
But that was going to be the next question. I was going to ask you all that.
Get another doctor.
Why you with Hannibal? Leave Hannibal and get with a respected.
I caught myself to that. I like to went to jail. I mean, I've never been to jail in my life. But the nurse, they're obnoxious with me. And I wanted to ask you all why they treat me this way every time I go to the doctor. I only see him twice a year, every 6 months. And which I need to see him like every 3 months, like all the other vets do. So I just like want to know, do he not like me? What's wrong?
He's just a jerk, Melvin. Get another doctor,
please.
Well, I did request for another. Yes, ma'am. I did request for another doctor, but I just want to know. I mean, do he just don't like? I really want to know, like.
It's not you. It's just him. He's just a horrible doctor. He's got horrible bedside manner, as they say, and he's got nothing to do with you. He's just not a very nice person.
I can tell. Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. All right, well. Thank you all. That's all I wanted to know.
Well, you are welcome. Now go get another doctor.
Let
us know
how
you doing.
30-year come in, because I'm tired of being tired.
Well, Melvin, you've got to do what's right for you. Nobody else can do it but you. So you go out and you find another doctor. And you call us back next week and let me know that you have another doctor.
I will. And that will happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. God bless you, Melvin.
God bless you all, too.
God bless you, honey. Area code 347, you got a quick question?
Yes. Hey, guys. This is Lisa. How are you tonight?
Hi, Lisa.
Ask your question.
Hey.
Ask your question.
Okay, quick question. All right, so right now I talked to you ladies before. I let you guys know that I did the surgery. It was successful. Now I'm out on disability for the next 3 months. And I just wanted to know, do you see a settlement coming in soon? And if so, for what amount?
Not soon. Not soon.
Nope. Okay.
It's going to take a while.
March.
You will get some money. You'll get some money to tide you over, but the settlement won't happen until later. I was picking up even longer than March, but it could be you're getting some money in March, maybe some in 3 months from then. But it takes a long time for settlements to come through.
Okay, now, as long as I'm happy on the amount, that's the most important thing.
I'm picking up that yes, you will be, Lena.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. No. Yeah. Just I saw March, but you think it might be a little bit later than that. But they will give her some monies if requested. But
Oh, yeah. They did give me that, but it was like $500.
So
Lisa requests some more.
Okay.
Like a $5,000? Asking for $5,000, they can give you $5,000 because your suit is way greater than $5,000, so they can give you
it
that without a.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay, we're officially off the air now. So Lisa, thank you very much. Let us know. Please put that request in right away, honey. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Thank you, Lisa. Let us know.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, we are off the air, so all we can do is just say goodnight. It's in the red, so it's not even recording now. Thank you, Nina. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, all the people that were in the chat room today. We do appreciate you and hope that your questions got answered or, you know, you heard what you needed to hear to help you, I hope. So we'll be back next Monday at, what is that, the 16th? Yep, at 6 o'clock. Yes. And remember, y'all, the 30th is the last show we are doing on the air after 10 years. So we're going to try and bring in a lot of people that have worked the last 10 years on this radio network just to let them have their little 5-minute say or whatever. So that show on the 30th will be 2 hours. That'll be a 2-hour show. So anyway, anything else, Nina? I mean.
No, because. No, nobody can hear us. It's just the two of us talking. So, the 30th, that sounds good, Lennis. I'll get a hold of Holly and make sure she's there, which she always is anyways. But anyways, I'll get a hold of Holly. AJ is not back from Tanzania by then. You know, of course, that she got married, right?
No, congratulations to her. No, bless her heart.
Yeah, she
and
got
Heather,
married
too. Don't forget about Heather.
Well, I have no number for Heather, so I hope you have her number.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Holly
I'll
and
look.
Heather and what's her name?
AJ. Lydia. Don't forget about Lydia, too. Oh, okay. We'll talk later. Anyway, I love you, Nina. And we're out. There's no sense in playing the music because we're off the air. So.
Yeah. Good night, Lana.
Night, Nina. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, God. We're just way off. Oh.